Welcome to The Shift, a program dedicated to living a healthier life. Now, here is your host, Dr. Annette Hazzalone.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me for The Shift. I hope you're having an absolutely fabulous day. Yes, we're looking at a wonderful weekend, hopefully. Hopefully we're going to be seeing the spring really soon. It's kind of crazy out there. I don't know how many of you have been watching the news this morning on the Health Care Summit. Rather interesting and startling information has been disclosed during this summit that I think a lot of you, the listeners, will be interested in hearing about. But first I'd like to thank the sponsors, Elemental Research Incorporated, for sponsoring The Shift, bringing all of this wonderful information to you. Their website is www.elementalresearchinc.com. That's www.elementalresearchinc.com. And if you'd like to drop me an email about some of the subject matters that you would like to hear about, please go to www.drannette.com. Spell it all out, drannette.com. And there's a link there where you can send me an email. That's right. You can also leave a message for me at Elemental Research at 800-314-2884. That's 800-314-2884. Well, you know, we listened to some of the stuff this morning. What's interesting is I would like to bring up that February 19th, Obama said that he was going to post health care plans on the internet for all of us to see. I checked this morning. I didn't see anything, but, you know, I might have missed it. However, I don't see it anywhere for us to read just yet. And he is still banging the gavel on this edict that he wants to bring about, which is if the Republicans and the Democrats cannot come to an agreement, he wants to do what they call reconciliation. And that's where they get 20 minutes of debate and then the majority will vote on it and circumvent any filibuster that the Republicans may have on their agenda. Sounds kind of like cheating to me. Yeah. Well, I noticed that when Nancy Pelosi was speaking, or that scoundrel Harry Reid, President Obama was smiling. However, when the Republicans started to point out issues and statistics and facts, he was none too happy. That's right. It's absolutely crazy. So, I took a look at this corruption that's going on, and there's a lot of news out there, ladies and gentlemen. This connecting the dots between pharma and Congress. This was published February 22nd, 2010, by Terry Gross, the host. She's on, I guess, NPR, and she says, "Quote: When Barack Obama was running for president, he promised to change Washington's culture of lobbyists." And he said, "Oh yeah, we're going to change." We didn't count on him saying, "Well, we're going to become a socialist state, and that he's going to mandate healthcare with penalties if you do not participate." And he's none too pleased this morning with the fact that in the public eye he is being called out on those very issues by the Republican side of the aisle. I think it's great that it's on TV for all of us to see, because it's really hard to hide your shenanigans when you're on video. That's right. So earlier this month, there was a former congressman. His name was Billy Towson. He said that he would step down from his position as president of a pharmaceutical industry as a main lobbying group. And this group is called the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, also known as PHRMA, P-H-R-M-A in shorthand. Last year, that group spent $28 million lobbying dollars in favor of healthcare overhaul. Mm-hmm. That's right. Now, well, there's a secret pharma deal in exchange for support ads of the reform. Now, there was a article on FDL action. It says in a stunning moment during the Senate Finance Committee markup, Senator Tom Carpenter defended a secret deal that the White House, Baucus, and pharma had reached. Well, the White House denied the deal, but Carpenter publicly acknowledged that part of the deal was pharma would run millions of dollars worth of ad campaigns in support of healthcare reform. Yeah. So, yeah, talking about people being in somebody else's back pocket. Well, there it is there. Well, it's terrible. I'm looking for all the details on it because I have a pile of articles here. There's a telling story that brings us some information about all of this healthcare reform, is that the pharmaceutical companies and the manufacturers of pharmaceuticals are in cahoots with the White House for this healthcare reform. Now, you know what's interesting is that the healthcare reform was going to, prior to this new one, there was some suggestions that we revise and fix Medicare to eliminate the abuses, the fraud, and the waste. Because there is 20% of all the rising costs of healthcare is directly attributable to fraud. That's right. And during the summit this morning, one of the Republicans on that side of the aisle brought up the fact that one of the reasons that the healthcare cost is so high is because of the fact that there's so much government regulation. Now think about that for a minute. I think he said about 33%. You know, I could be wrong, but I wrote it down. It said 33%. Anyway, if you want to find out the statistics, I'm posting some of the letters that were quoted during the summit on my website at drannette.com. Now, he made a good point. If indeed 33% or a huge part of the health care cost problem, that's one third, you know, more than a third of it, is because of excessive government regulations that drive the costs higher, then what is it going to mean when they start regulating insurance and mandating that everyone else have it? It's going to, and creating more government bodies to regulate, it's going to cost more. The healthcare bill that has been put before us, one of them, the Senate bill, I believe it is, it is going to tax expensive insurance policies. So if you're one of those people that have a little bit of money and you go out and you buy a premium healthcare policy, right? Well, this Healthcare Reform Act wants to tax them so that it will drive up the premiums. That doesn't make any sense to me. So that's one of the things that's the problem. They want to do cost containment. There's a lot of really legitimate issues that they're talking about with this healthcare reform. However, they don't want to fix what's the problem. They just want to take and gut Medicare. Did you know that they want to take out a whole bunch of money from the Medicare system? They want to gut it and then put it into the healthcare reform. It's going to cost us $1 trillion. It's going to drive small businesses out because we're not going to be able to afford to insure our employees at the rates that the government wants to institute as their tax and redistribute wealth, which is Marxist, you know, going to drive the small businessmen right out of business. They say it's going to save money. It's going to cost $1 trillion. They're going to gut Medicare. And they say it's going to save us money. The math is just not there to support it. So we've got this ugly health care reform socialist act that they want to force down the American's throat. And because the Americans, 57% of the American population says we don't want it. Hey, that's the majority. We're the constituents. We are the people. And we say no. So what does Obama want to do? Reconciliation. Now, what is reconciliation? It's a legislative process in the United States that allows consideration of a contentious budget bill without the threat of a filibuster. Yeah, it was introduced in 1974. Reconciliation limits debate and amendment and favors the majority party. Reconciliation also exists in the United States House of Representatives, but the House usually passes rules that constrain debate and amendments. The process has had a less significant impact on that body. But, you know, I think that most of us would agree that the health care reform bill is more than just a budget issue. It is. It takes away our freedom of choice. And as I said before, only 16% of the American population is uninsured. And I'm sure many of them, or at least some of them, are people like me who do not carry health insurance because I don't go to allopathic doctors all the time. I spend maybe $300 a year on my doctor's visits and things like that, whereas most people are spending $300 to $1,800 a month. What say you? Well, it looks like we're coming up on that break. And when we come back from the break, we'll be talking more about this reconciliation. And I also want to bring up the issue of this new GlaxoSmithKline Avandia faux pas that's killing tens of thousands of people. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. And remember, you might want to take a look at drannette.com for all of the links to all this information. We'll be back in just a few moments.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. 5 different health packs are available. For example, for general wellness, the Wellness Essentials Pack, which contains a 1-month supply of Metagenics Wellness Essentials Daily Nutritional Support, and Elemental Research's Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, BCZ, and Silver, all for just $169.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver, Zinc, Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All 5 items of $55 value, absolutely free, plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer, so visit drannette.com today. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Annette.com.
Again, I want to thank Elemental Research Incorporated for sponsoring our show. And also remember that these health care reforms and things like that don't really pay much attention to prevention. They say that it does, but if you really read it, it really doesn't. Preventative health care should be the main focus. But what the White House is saying, this Barack Obama, President Obama, and Joe Biden believe that we must redesign our health care system to reduce inefficiency and waste and improve health care quality, which will drive down costs for families and individuals. The Obama-Biden plan will supposedly improve efficiency and lower costs in the health care system. Well, you know, what's interesting is the pharmaceutical companies and the Obama administration have got together and they say, well, you know, we don't really want you to allow imports of pharmaceuticals from other countries because it's going to reduce the cost to the people. It'll reduce our bottom line. So what we'll do, you know, this kind of thing, the imports could reduce costs. I think they said around $320 billion a year or some crazy number. But they said, well, we'll reduce our profit by about $80 billion. So there's still this huge deficit between allowing the pharmaceuticals from other countries to come in and the pharmaceutical companies in America. That, you know, $80 billion compared to 300 and some odd billion, you know, there's really no comparison. And they say, well, if you don't allow it, we'll also put in a whole bunch of ads to support your health care reform act. Well, one of the things that you should know is it's also part of Big Brother, because they want to invest the money, a part of the trillion, $1 trillion, in electronic health information technology systems. Well, you know, I'm not really keen on the fact that if you put my health records on an electronic system, those are hacked. It's really hard to hack into paperwork, really. So they want to incorporate that into the Big Brother situation. And they say they want to help support disease management programs. That's not healthcare prevention, ladies and gentlemen. They said over 75% of total healthcare dollars are spent on patients with one or more chronic conditions such as diabetes, heart disease, and blood pressure. Well, you know what? If you take a look and you watch the advertising out there, less than 1% of the advertising out there is for healthy eating. That's right. That means 99% of advertising for foods and things like that are sugary, ammonia-laced hamburgers. I mean, just all kinds of garbage. And then they wonder why there's obesity and diabetes and heart disease and all these different conditions. Now, Barack Obama and Joe Biden want to require that the people participate, require that people participate in this new public plan. Right. Well, I think that that takes away our freedom of choice. And the Congressional Budget Office is saying that health care reform is a central issue in the 111th Congress. And it's driven especially by a growing concern about the number of people without insurance coverage and continual increase in costs. Well, of course. I mean, we're not going to want health care insurance. Insurance, to me, is legalized extortion. You have to have insurance on your car to drive it, or you can be fined heavily for it. Well, shouldn't that be a choice? One of the things is in the original legislation is that, hey, look, you know, you have to be legally responsible. So if you have plenty of money to replace that Mercedes-Benz that you ran into with your car, then you should not be required by law to have automobile insurance, because you are responsible. You have the ability to pay the bill. But no. They take away that freedom. You have to have insurance. Now they want to impose that on your health care. And you know what's really interesting is that it does not address the issue of, well, geez, you know, maybe we want to do some preventative health care, take our supplements and things like that. No, it is designed to support allopathic medicine and pharmaceutical medicine. That's it. Period. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't give you a choice. And they'll try to tell you that, if you have a health care insurance now, that you can grandfather that in. Well, during the summit, it was an interesting point that was brought up, is that that's only for a limited time before you're required to buy the federal health care. You know, Obama made this really interesting comment. I saw it on the news when I was watching it this morning. He said you can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. Well, you can paint the American flag on a Marxist, but they're still a Marxist. So, you know, if you've got a socialist in office, they're trying to ram this down our throat, and socialists don't care what you want. No, they think that you're too stupid and irresponsible to take care of your own bills, to take care of your own money. No, they think that they should tax you, take everything away from you, and then redistribute the wealth all the way around. Now, I think that's unfair. Because I go out there, I work hard. A lot of us do. It's not fair that someone who wants to be lazy can benefit from our hard labor. I still believe that socialism only works from the home, really. You want to help your family. You work her hard and you see your daughter, or your son, or your grandchild, brother, sister, mom, dad, what have you. They hit hard straits. The churches, the people, the family right around them, the community, the immediate community should be the ones to step up and help. Not the government mandating that we have to do this. Well, this is a slippery slope that we're looking at, and I think that we really should pay close attention. Now, there's some PDFs that are going up on drannette.com from the Congressional Budget Office, the open letters that talk about all the statistics. So you'll want to go take a look at those. That's right. There's all kinds of... They have an analysis there on the Social Security roadmap. They also have traditional retirement benefits should be reduced below those scheduled under current law for many workers who are age 55 or younger. People with lower earning would experience smaller reductions in benefits. Well, you know, that doesn't make sense. If you're not working, how do you get Social Security? Wait a second. That was designed to be kind of like a safety net for the American people. Well, they've gutted that. They've taken all of that. And so there's some really interesting statistics that you'll want to take a look at. We're running close on the hour. So I also want to talk to you about an issue with GlaxoSmithKline. So we will be going over there to take a look at that in just a second. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, when you have something that is socialistic, it's socialism, no matter how you slice it. There is a GlaxoSmithKline report that you will be able to find on drannette.com about the upcoming issue I'm going to discuss with you. And this was the 111th Congress, second session, and it's a committee print that I have up there on a PDF. It says, staff report on GlaxoSmithKline and the diabetic drug Avandia. Now, any of you who have been listening to my show for any time at all, a couple years ago, I started to report on this drug, how dangerous it is, and the junk science on which they base their FDA approval. Well, they say that tens of thousands of people are dying from heart attacks from taking this drug. There's an executive summary that says, this staff report was developed over the last 2 years by U.S. Senate Committee on Finance. Investigators who reviewed over 250,000 pages of documents provided by GlaxoSmithKline, the Food and Drug Administration, the University of North Carolina, and others. Committee investigators also conducted numerous interviews and phone calls with GlaxoSmithKline, the FDA, and anonymous whistleblowers. What's really interesting, down to the nuts and bolts of what this is all about, so you can go and read this for yourself, is that there was a doctor from the University of North Carolina who said, oh, hey, you know what? Dr. Boosie said, look, there is a problem. He was getting ready to publish a report on Omniavandia, and there was this Dr. Yamada from GlaxoSmithKline that called up the university and threatened, according to this report, threatened lawsuits and caused all kinds of troubles to shut down the report. And he did. However, it's coming out in all of these reports and things that people are dying. If you're on Avandia, I strongly suggest that you go back to your doctor and look for something else, because people are dying from heart attacks. It does cause cardiovascular problems, definitely. So remember, ladies and gentlemen, you can always go to drannette.com. Remember to spell it all out, drannette.com. You can find these reports and all the different links posted right there, so you, the listener, have the ability to read it and make your own decision. Don't stop at the headlines. Read all the way to the end, because I'm sure you will be absolutely disgusted by what you find in these reports. And the statistics are there. So let's stand behind our American way and say, look, let's fix the abuse, the fraud. Let's fix the cost that's going on. Let's not legislate more bodies of the government to regulate everything for us. It's going to drive costs up even more. Remember, Obamacare is not American health care. It's what he wants. So I hope you have a healthy and happy weekend, and I will talk to you again next week.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. Five different health packs are available. For example, the Blood Sugar Support Pack, which contains Metagenics Wellness Essentials Blood Sugar Support for healthy blood sugar and total body nutrition, and Elemental Research's Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, 32-ounce VCZ, and 16-ounce Chromium, all for just $183.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver, Zinc, Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All five items, a $55 value, absolutely free. Plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer. So visit drannette.com today. That's drannette.com.
Elemental Research sponsors The Shift each week at this time with Dr. Annette Hazzalone. Tune in for a further discussion of living a healthier life again next weekend at this same time on KTW. Your announcer is Ron Harris. This is LBS, the Liberty Broadcasting System.